Hello, our lovely patrons via Patreon. This is a special event for me because I got notification earlier today that a certain someone, part of our APG crew, Captain Nick, was had been awarded a trip to Atlanta. And so this morning I learned that he was coming here tonight, or this afternoon actually. And I said, absolutely perfect. I'm home and I'll head down and we'll meet up for some beer and drinks and food and conversation and shenanigans. So I'm here at we're actually in, I guess, the one of the lobby alcoves, I guess.
Yeah, a little hallway, I guess. Yeah.
And but we went over to, what was the name of that place? Meehan's.
Yeah, a lovely Irish pub. I mean, there's something about Irish pubs, Chef, that attract Virgin Atlantic crews. And wherever we go, we just go diving into the nearest Irish pub. It's a bit of a thing of ours.
Well, it's kind of weird. You come all the way from the UK, and then all of a sudden you gravitate to an Irish pub in the US.
Yeah, I know. It does seem that way, doesn't it? But us guys, we would love to come and taste the local, specialities, but we tend to follow the girls, if you see what I mean.
I do see what you mean. And we actually got to meet some of the lovely ladies, part of the cabin crew that worked the flight that you were flying on the way in.
Oh, yeah, absolutely sweet bunch. We had a great flight. They had a few problems down the back, and I had to put the seatbelt signs on a couple of times, just try and empty the bar. It's a bit like when you're calling last orders. Do you have that in the States?
I think we call it last call.
Yeah, that would be it. Yeah, in the UK, often the landlord would ring a bell and go, last orders, and you got 10-minute drinking uptime. On the aircraft, when you start getting the bar area being so crowded that people can't get to the toilets, can't get by, and they're actually limited to 8 at the bar. So when it gets too crowded, they often come up to the flight deck and go, and this is not for general release, folks, okay? This is a little bit of private special between you and me and Jeff. A little bit of airline info. They often come out and say, Nick, can you, next time you get the slightest hint of turbulence, can you pop the seatbelt signs on, please? Because that empties the bar. So our equivalent of time, gentlemen, please, is me flicking the seatbelt signs on.
So I'm sure that you wouldn't actually, go into manual control of the airplane and maybe bump the stick a little bit and kind of maybe do some manually induced turbulence?
What, like Mr. O'Leary suggests that his crews do to generate a higher level of alcohol consumption? No, we don't do that. And quite honestly, no, we definitely don't do that. It sounds like a good idea, but no.
Okay, and yeah, I've never done that either, as far as you know. All right. So, yeah, we had a great time at the Meehan's Irish pub and had some good food and some good alcoholic or adult drinks, I guess you'd say. And, it was a great time. We met up with a what was the name of that airline? I think it was called, it starts with a D, Dumbo. No, Delta.
Dumbo,
that's it. Flying. There was a Delta crew there that we had a nice conversation with.
Are you sure they were Delta? I'm sure they were. Anyway, they were a very nice bunch of guys. They, we bumped into them as we were coming through the airport, and turned out that they were on the same bar as us. So I think they were just sniffing around our girls. It often happens that way when you see pilots who their own cabin crew aren't quite as attractive enough for them to go out with, or perhaps they just don't want to go out with the pilots. We often find them sniffing around our young ladies. I worry about them myself.
Shameful. Shameful. And, I was so excited. Nick, when he notified me that he was coming here, in an effort to kind of lure me into taking my time from leaving my house, where I was nice and comfortable, especially today because tropical storm or tropical depression Nate was making its way through the Atlanta area when he arrived. So I think that he thought that I needed some kind of incentive to come down into rainy, stormy, windy downtown Atlanta to meet up with him, although he doesn't realize it didn't require any lure at all. But he said that he was going to, and I love gin, and he knows it. And he said, I'll bring you some Bombay Sapphire. And I went, ooh, wow, nice. What happened? I still haven't, I have my bag here, and I don't see the Bombay Sapphire bottle, the beautiful blue bottle, anywhere. What happened, Nick?
Well, Jeff, can't you smell it? I mean, we're close enough to the foyer, really. I'm sure the odor is still going on. It's only the second time it's ever happened to me. And the first time it was a bottle of Remy Martin that I was bringing back from Malaysia. And that was about 35 years ago. And this time it was a brand new, gorgeous bottle of Bombay Sapphire. And I know you're a gin drinker. I'm not. So for me, I went, oh, damn, it's a bottle of gin. But when it came off the top of my suitcase and hit the floor and shattered and spread all over the foyer of this beautiful hotel, and the fumes of this weird drink started choking everybody, I was just a small tear came down my cheek. Oh, dear, there's another bottle of Bombay Sapphire that's hit the dirt. Yep, it was a sad loss. I managed to get it. About 4,500 miles, and I couldn't make it the last few hundred yards to where we were going to meet. I'm sorry, mate.
That's what she said. Yeah, you got to go the whole distance there, don't you?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, yeah, that's okay. As much as I love gin, especially Bombay Sapphire, that's okay. It was still worth coming down and meeting up with my good friend and co-host of the show, Captain Nick. We had a great time here. Anything else before we sign off?
Well, I'm going to add a little bit extra because it was a bit of an interesting arrival today. I just found it remarkable. Only the second time I've landed in a tropical storm. And the first one was a full-blown typhoon in Shanghai. This was not nearly as bad, but it was still extremely lumpy, and we'd been given to believe that it was actually okay when we would get overhead the airfield, or, you know, well, actually arrive at the end of the runway. And actually it was, if I say so myself, quite a testing approach. And we had a very strong crosswind down to very low level, and then it died completely just about in the flare, but the turbulence had been pretty severe, and I was very pleased to make a decent fist to the landing. And although that, you know, there was a lot of inertia on the airplane, and it was a bit wobbly as we got the nose wheel on, we were okay. And the girls were wonderful and complimentary, aren't they, sweet ladies, sometimes when they, because usually they're bit hard bitten, and they're used to being having their you know, putting their gum shields in for the landing, and they're not used to giving compliments, but they were saying that the passengers were making nice remarks. We don't get to meet the passengers unlike you guys, but the cabin crew passed back a few nice comments to the passengers have made, which was very grateful. I was very pleased with that.
So I think there's a video online of Captain Nick's landing. I don't know about you, but it looked not that smooth. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe that was an A380 that I'm talking about, that the landing was not quite as smooth as Captain Nick is telling us.
Well, I must admit, and there was a Lufthansa A340 ahead of us, and they turned off the runway and were backtracking down the taxiway and watched us land. And in immigration, the captain of the Lufthansa 340 came over and shook my head and said, "We watched your landing. Very good." So I thought that was a real compliment.
Very good. Yeah. Yeah. Jawohl. Oh, that's awesome. I know Captain Nick would agree with me that when you hear adulation from passengers, from cabin crew, et cetera, for a good landing, it's not quite the same as when a fellow pilot gives you that same kind of adulation for performing a wonderful landing. So that's nice.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. When another professional comes and tells you, because they don't have to, and when they make a point of coming across and shaking your hand, that's really nice.
Great. Well, I'm glad that you made it here safely, that it wasn't too bad, and you were able to manage to get in with all the adverse weather and all that kind of stuff. So For me, it was just driving down on the freeway, and it wasn't that bad at all. It wasn't windy at all by the time, I guess, I made it down. So, let's see. So, again, as always, you patrons who support us financially, we really do appreciate it. And we hope that you enjoy these APQ crew logs, because we enjoy doing them. And, of course, we enjoy the fact that you feel strongly enough about the show to support us in a financial way. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. And coming out here was absolute pleasure. And it's lovely to see you again, Jeff. But you're quite right. We couldn't do the show without the Patreons. Your contributions are vital. So thank you very much indeed for making the effort to do that commitment. And we thank you very much indeed.
Okay, so this week, it's Sunday right now. And this upcoming week is APG 293. And so we're trying to decide when we're going to do this. It's possible we may end up doing the show tomorrow, and I'm not sure when you're listening to this. Hopefully I'll be able to post this tonight before I go to bed. But it's possible that tomorrow afternoon sometime we may be doing episode 293, or perhaps later in the week. We'll just have to play that by ear.
That would work for me, because later in the week I'm trying to do another plane tale, and I'm hoping to interview a fascinating bloke who led one of the industry's best paid airlines into an industrial action that caused 49 people, the 49ers, to lose their jobs, plus other disasters. So it's a fascinating story. So I'll be interviewing him during the week, and I may not be available. That would be a shame.
It would be a shame. Now, the second part of the Ian Black interview, is that in the can and ready to go?
Yep, it's all done, and it's a little long. The first one was a good 16, 17 minutes. This one's actually a full 20 minutes, but I think you'll find this fascinating, because Ian talks all about his photographic techniques, the special shoots he's been on, and the books he's published. And from someone as an accomplished out-of-air photographer as him, for anyone with an interest in aviation and photography, it's a must listen. He's a brilliant guy.
I'm looking forward to listening to it. And until then, again, thank you for all you patrons, Coffee Fund Cadre members do. We do appreciate you. And until next time, wishing you clear skies, unlimited visibility, and tailwinds. Take care. God bless.
Goodbye, everybody.